Thomas is just excited, rushing through the security checkpoint right now, but that wasn't the case just a few hours before. His autism and anxiety made the airport pretty scary.
I was like thinking about how I was going to like be on the plane, like what our seat's going to feel like, what is it going to feel like in the air?
Thomas spent part of the weekend with other kids at Vancouver International Airport, taking part in a program designed with people just like him in mind.
Autism Aviation Day is a phenomenal day for families. Traveling is so stressful. And so for anyone on the autism spectrum who might struggle with anxiety or crowds, this is a great front-loading tool so that they're able to do a test run and see if it's going to be a successful flight for them.
Thomas's mom tells CBC News,
"We're taking a trip next year, so we wanted to give it a trial run to just go through the process."
And it worked.
They did pretty well. As long as we don't have to wait in too many lines, they're generally pretty excited to see and try different things.
Sometimes just turning the unknown into something suddenly familiar is all it takes for someone on the spectrum to be able to do what everyone else considers a basic task.
Having a better understanding of the whole process with them, as I've never brought little kids on before, it definitely helps.
Autism Aviation Days have also been hosted at SeaTac International Airport, the port of Seattle's Chelsea Rodriguez.
We were the first airport in the nation to participate in this program, where travelers with hidden disabilities or invisible disabilities, such as autism, PTSD, anxiety, MS, etc., can choose to optionally wear this lanyard. And by wearing the lanyard, it indicates to our staff that the wearer or a member in the wearer's party may need additional patience, flexibility, or support.
That free lanyard Chelsea referenced is called the Sunflower Lanyard, adorned with the majestic larger member of the Daisy family.
So they are available complimentary at our information desk, including the beautiful A info, and then at our main information desk, which is pre-security, between checkpoints 3 and 4.
Did you know there's also a sensory room at SeaTac?
It's just a beautiful, calming space. It's at the train station level underneath the A concourse. And basically, it was built in mind for people who may feel overwhelmed or overstimulated.
The lights are lower, it's quiet, and
it has furniture that was selected to encourage people to rock who maybe need that some sort of output to calm down.
Does Thomas wait? Thomas wait? Thomas wait?
As you can probably figure out, Thomas now feels more empowered and ready for his first airplane ride. And all it took was the airport realizing that some of us just need a little more support and confidence while traveling.
Does that help?
Yeah, it helps.
Brian Calvert, Northwest News Radio.